To wish you a Happy New Year today would not be inappropriate, because today is the beginning of a new liturgical year and a new season of Advent. And the Church offers us two aspects during this sacred season for us to reflect upon and to call to mind as we go through these holy days. It's a time to prepare for the birthday of our Lord, the Word made flesh that came to dwell among us, to show us the way to the Father. But it is also a time of expectation for the Lord's return. From the days that Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden until our Lord's birth, the world was in the first Advent. From the day Jesus ascended into heaven until this very moment, the world has been living in the second Advent, waiting for Christ to return in glory. The readings today pick up from where we left off in last liturgical year, over the last couple weeks, about the expectation, the hurriedness of being prepared to see our Lord when he comes. Jeremiah tells the people that the days are coming. And St. Paul tells the Thessalonians, "We earnestly ask and exhort you how you should conduct your lives." And Jesus tells his disciples that in the end days they will be cataclysmic events in the land and the sea and the sky. Jesus says it's not to become drowsy, or rather to become complacent or apathetic, but because we may be caught off guard. There's been times over in the seminary talking with the priests and the seminarians that could we be living in the very, very, very last days? It doesn't seem like there could be anything more we can do to insult our Lord, is there? And Jesus said to St. Faustina that he would raise up a spark out of Poland that would usher in the last days, meaning Pope St. John Paul. And he's been gone for 13 years. And all of us have to do is look around and we can see the things in the world and the church seem rather bleak. But here is the good news. Even when these things seem bleak, Jesus says, "Stand up, hold your head up, because your redemption is near at hand." If we're living out our discipleship, if we're being deliberate about who we are as Catholic Christian believers, if we're going to Mass every Sunday, if we're praying every day, if we're being kind and gracious to those around us, especially for the poor, if we're going to confession, if we're living out what Christ called us to be, even if things do become dramatic, we should not be afraid, because we've already been in connection with Christ. So to see Christ come back, whether it's our own individual day of death or the end of the world, it's going to be okay, because it's like we're seeing an old friend who has come back to take us home to share life with him forever in heaven. But if we are afraid, if we think, "If only I was nicer and kinder to people and generous to them, especially to the poor. If only I took more time out of my day to pray. If I only made sure that I went to confession each month or spent time in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. If I was gracious to others. If only I had done these things." But here is the good news again. God, who is gracious and patient, is giving every one of us an opportunity every day that we wake up, an opportunity to repent from our sins, to turn to him in prayer, to go to confession, go to Mass, be kind and gracious to those around us, especially the poor. God is giving every day those opportunities to help us grow closer to him and to Christ, so that on that last day, we won't be afraid and run away, but we can go out to meet Christ Jesus. In this year, we'll be hearing from the Gospel of Luke. And there's many times in the Gospel that Jesus is speaking about his Father's mercy. So sometimes the Gospel of Luke is called the Gospel of Mercy. Is that Jesus wants us to know his love and mercy in our lives and to come to him with confidence and trust, to turn ourselves over more and more each day completely to him, so that that friendship continues to grow and not just be somebody we've kind of heard about somewhere in our life, but it is a good friend that we're eager to see. Patrick and Martha, when I hand you the candle today for Patrick's baptism, I'll say, receive the light of Christ. This light is now entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ. They are to walk always as children of the light. So when the Lord comes, he may go out to meet him with all the holy ones. Your love and devotion to our Lord and desire to have your son come to know the Lord and to grow in that faith. And that's why you present him to us today for the sacrament of baptism. There God will come to dwell within him, to make his home there, to give him that grace to begin that friendship with him and to live that out every day of his life, nourished by your prayer as an example, as well as the godparents, your family, and this parish community. All of us have a take on each other. We all have an aspect of helping each other achieve heaven. And so today is a great day for you as a family. It's a great day for us as a parish community as we welcome a new brother and a son of God into our community. And during this Advent days and during this liturgical year, may we turn to the God of mercy and love to deepen our relationship with him, to grow in faith and love and service to him and to others, so that when the Lord does come, we can go out and meet our good old friend.